If somebody finds a kli that's hidden, tamun, in the junkyard, noitul l'macharis, you're supposed to take it and pronounce it and give it back. It has a simen on it. Why? Shekein derech ashpa l'fanis. Because it's normal for an ashpa to be cleaned out. So you have to be afraid if you leave it there, maybe you'll be cleaned out. The owner would lose it. So therefore, you're supposed to pick it up and return it. So if you see an ashpa, you are supposed to pick it up. And now Mishnah says, if you find that they're covered up, leave it, don't touch it. I'll tell you, who are the bikasi? One is talking about just cups and veches. So Rashi says, they're tumune midas. They're the owner put it there with intentions. Therefore, don't touch it. That's our Mishnah. Ho de sakini fehimnik. Now, the Mishnah is talking about knives and forks. Rashi is saying, kalim katana, the small kalim. That of the hain, sheshlichu shom im ashpa, the owner by mistake threw it away. So therefore, it's not called hidden there. Therefore, you're supposed to return it. So Mar says, the kubi, the kasi, if it's a barrel, if it's a cup, or pitches, laiga, then don't touch it. But the sakin of him, the key, not lamachas. But if they're small things, knives and forks, and you have to be afraid the owner just lost it there, then you're supposed to return it. Rav Papa says, no, I'll tell you, hovaho, the kubi, the kisi, kasi. Both are talking about pitches and beches, cups. For like kasha, still there's no sira. I'll tell you, kan bi ashpa, sui lefanet. In the bright, we're talking about the junkyard that's going to be cleaned out. Therefore, you have to take it before it's cleaned out to return it to the owner. Kana now Mishnah, the ashpa shena silafanis. The garbage, the junkyard is not going to be cleaned out. Therefore, since the owner hid it there, you're supposed to leave it there, don't touch it. Tomorrow says, ashpa silafanis. If the bright is talking about that the owner put it in a junkyard that they clean out, if so, ave the midasi. So what do you have to return it for? If the owner put it there, obviously he gave up hope of it. Like if it's aimed to be cleaned out, so the owner knows he's going to lose it. So what do you have to return it for? The owner knows he's losing it. Rather, the case is like this. The ashpa shena suyilafan. That really the junkyard, usually they don't clean it out. But today, they decided, today, they decided to clean it out. So therefore, when the owner put it there, he thought it wasn't going to be cleaned out. So he thought that it's going to stay there. That's why he hid it there. But we tell you, no, if you find out the news that today they're supposed to clean it out, so you're supposed to do the person a favor and take it and return it to him. Because that's called an Aveda. Now it's going to be lost today. And again, it has a simon here, so therefore you should take it and return it to him. But the Mishnah is talking about an Ashba that's not a Sulafan, that you don't clean out. So therefore leave it there till the owner comes back and takes it. The Mar says, Bishleim of the Rav Papa is good according to Rav Papa. That's why the price says, Shekein Derech Ashba Lafanis. Because it was a Derech that they clean out this Ashba. That's why he's supposed to take it. Elo le Rav Zvid, according to Rav Zvid, my shekein derech ashpa l'fanis. According to Rav Zvid, what do you mean to say to derech to clean out? Rav Zvid's teretz was, it's talking about big ones, big vechas, and one small knives and forks. So what does that have to do with the fact that's cleaned out or not? No matter what, you're supposed to return it. Sumar says, she marin says, shekein derech ashpa l'fanis lo kelim ketanim. That's what it means to say. That's what I mean to say. That sometimes people by mistake empty out their knives and forks from the house into the garbage, even though they don't realize it. So therefore, there's a sword to return it. As if you could say the owner put it there, then don't touch it. He wants it to stay there. But by small knives and forks, there's a derech that by mistake you throw it into the junkyard. Therefore, if you find it and it has a simon on it, you're supposed to return it. A kovan said about Mishnah is, if you know the owner hit something there, don't take it. Leave it there. He'll come back and take it. Just in the case of an ashbir is that a case where it's going to be lost anyway, then he's supposed to pick it up and return it for him. So again, here we're talking about with a simon. Mishnah says, weiter. Motza begal, if you find something in a gal, in a pile of stones, that Rashi says it fell down, a pile of stones, like a wall fell down in the pile of stones there, and you find something in a zaydi in the pile of stones, or else of a kershul, your kershul yoshin. You find something in an old wall. So lachar is harei elishlo. You're allowed to keep these things. We'll see in Gemara why. Motza b'kais. Let's say you find something. There's a hole in the wall, and you find something in the hole. So motza b'kais l'chodesh in the new wall. So mechetzi v'lechutz. If it's nehef the outside of the wall, in other words, inside is the house, and outside is the shusharabim. So you find something towards the outside shaloi, then you have right to keep it. Like must probably somebody from shusharabim put something there, and the person was miayish. If you find something from the thickness halfway inside, then Shabalabayas, then it belongs to the owner of the house. Because most probably it's his. Now, imhoyo maskiroi, let's say this house, the owner rents out to other people, acherim, then afilu b'techa b'yathareel shaloi. If you find something in a house that's always rented out to different people, so again, you don't know who it came from, therefore we say the people were miyayish, therefore you're allowed to keep it. Kiss, if you find something in a room that's rented out to different people, you're allowed to keep it. We'll see in the Gemara why. We'll see why they're miyayish. Now the Gemara says, Tani, we learn like this. You know why in the ratio you find something in a gal or in an old wall, you're allowed to keep it. You're allowed to tell the Jew now, it's not yours. This belonged to the goyim that were there even before we came into Eretz Yisrael. True, it could be it was from the goyim beforehand, but the Jew living there now for 50 years already. Maybe it's the Jews that he put it there during the last 50 years. What do I care if the wall is 100 years old? But so what? Maybe though it was lost last year that the Jew put it there. So if so, why do you say Re'el Shaloi? Why don't you have to return it? So Mar says, we're talking about here to Shosach Tfei. We're talking about the object right now is full of rust. So Rashi says, Hello Chaluda Rab, there's a lot of rust on it. The Kulia Leshavkalu, for sure, is there a long time from before, and for sure the owner was Miyayish already. So now, this is a proof that it belonged to the Goyim beforehand. So Tayyid asked the Kasha, so why does it belong to the Goyim beforehand? But now you own this house the last 25 years, the Chotah should be credited for you. Now that it's your house, even though you bought it off the Goyim, but now that the Kursa belongs to you, whatever's inside the Kursa should belong to you also. Tayyid says the Chiddush Yeshleima, something that you may never find inside your chutzar, that's the svar the chutzar is not kind of it for you. See here, something found inside this old